Monday, October 31st, 2011. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Brad Doubleman, making headlines. The Hawks in the ANC Youth League remained mum this morning amid reports that Julius Malema faced arrest on charges related to his financial affairs. "No, I cannot comment on that," said Hawks spokesperson Macintosh Polela. ANC Youth League spokesperson Floyd Shivambu also declined to comment. The Times reported on Monday that a joint investigation by the Hawks and the South African Revenue Service into the youth leader's financial affairs was almost complete. It said the probe was as good as complete and that it was just a matter of time before authorities acted. The head of Liberia's Election Commission, who has been accused of bias by incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf's challenger, has resigned, days ahead of a planned presidential runoff vote. "I chose to step down for the sake of Liberia, and so Tubman's CDC party would not have an excuse not to participate in the runoff," National Election Commission chairperson James Fromayan said. Tubman last week threatened to withdraw from the November 8th runoff, the country's second post-war vote, unless there was a change of leadership at the Election Commission. There was no immediate reaction from Tubman's camp. NUMSA cautioned against factional defences by some leaders within the ANC-led tripartite alliance at the expense of the poor. In a statement issued at its two-day National Executive Committee, NUMSA said it was concerned with the reaction of working-class formations SACP and COSATU in relation to the ANC Youth League's Economic Freedom March held this week. NUMSA slammed this cheap political innuendos by some leaders within the alliance who believed the march was organized to undermine the ANC government and President Jacob Zuma's leadership. Also making headlines, hundreds of students stage an anti-government rally in eastern Sudan, protesting against poverty and rising food prices, witnesses said. The International Criminal Court prosecutor said that his office was in informal contact with the late Muammar Gaddafi's fugitive son, Saif al-Islam, over his possible surrender to the war crimes court. And South Africa's petrol pump prices in the main inland commercial region Gauteng will increase by 23% or 2.2% on Wednesday, the Energy Department said. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.